Republican U.S. Representative Sean Duffy has announced he's resigning from Congress. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from Wausau to the North Woods since 2011. Duffy and his wife are expecting their 9th child in October. In a Facebook post this morning, Duffy said he recently learned that the baby has a heart condition. Quote, "With much prayer, I've decided that this is the right time for me to take a break from public service in order to be the support my wife, baby, and family need right now. It is not an easy decision because I truly love being your congressman, but it is the right decision for my family, which is my first love and responsibility," end quote. His last day in Congress will be September 23rd. So what now? Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio state capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Was there any buzz that this might be coming, or was this taking people by surprise for the most part?
I think that this has taken people pretty much by surprise for the most part.
On the many email lists I'm on, it includes the Sean Duffy campaign, and I think up till Friday or even Saturday, I was getting multiple emails a day raising money for his run for office next year.
Right. I mean, Duffy is a fairly young man. You know, he's just been in Congress for about 8.5 years. He's pretty popular with his base. Actually, the president tweeted today in support of Duffy as he announced his resignation. So I think if you're looking at it through a lens of someone who has a long career ahead of him and is pretty popular with his party, it's pretty surprising that he's stepping down at this point.
What has Duffy been known for in Congress in representing that district?
So the district is in the northwestern and central part of the state. So this is a pretty rural part of Wisconsin. So those have been major issues for Duffy. And I think that it's pretty safe to say that he has hewed pretty closely to President Trump since Trump has taken office. Certainly of the Wisconsin congressional delegation, Duffy has been known to, not stray too far from what the party is doing.
Talk a little more about the geographic reach of the 7th District. It really is big and sprawling. It takes up a lot of map.
It does. It takes up an awful lot of map. So, as I said, you know, kind of northwestern part of the state, scooping down into the central part of Wisconsin, you know, the Wausau area. I think it's interesting to note that obviously this district, as all other districts or most other districts, changed after the redistricting process in 2011, which was, of course, overseen by Republicans. A notable change to the district during that process was actually that Stevens Point was taken out. So kind of as this district has evolved, it's become more conservative, more rural. I think Stevens Point was kind of one of the more urban areas of the district when it was taken out. So this is a place that, you know, we're kind of seeing move to the right over time.
Yeah, this was a big shift because Dave Obie had represented what was then the district for 4 decades before Sean Duffy won after Dave Obie's retirement. So that's a pretty big switch, a pretty big flip in Wisconsin politics.
Absolutely. Obie was a very well-known Democratic lawmaker, set some records, I think, for the length of his service. Interestingly, Obie was actually elected in a special election to the seat in 1969, which is going to happen, you know, in this next race. So I think whoever is elected in this special election would hope to have the sort of tenure that Obie had after he was elected in 69.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about the surprise announcement from Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy of, as we heard, central and northwestern Wisconsin, that he's going to be resigning effective toward the later part of next month due to a family health concern. Laurel, let's talk about that special election. People have been digging into their guidebooks for what happens when a member of Congress resigns midterm.
So this is a little bit unusual. We're more used to special elections for state legislative seats than we are for those in Congress. There have only been, according to an analysis by WisContext, about 3 of those since the 1970s, so certainly not something that happens a whole lot. I talked to the governor's office this morning, and they said they're actually kind of sifting through state laws right now to figure out what the requirements are for special elections for, representatives above just the state legislature. They need to know when they need to call the election by, when it needs to be held. But they did confirm that they are going to be calling that special election. They just need to kind of figure out the parameters first.
Right, because we had a little awkwardness in the last couple of years where some state lawmakers had left office, to, in some cases to work with Governor Walker, but they timed it such that the governor argued he didn't need to call a special election. That doesn't sound like it's going to happen this time around.
That's right. The pushback from Governor Walker about those state legislative seats and those special elections was he thought it was a little bit too close to regularly scheduled elections to call specials. He thought that would be too expensive to the state. Democrats, meanwhile, pushed back and said the governor was sort of dragging his feet and taking too much time to do so, sort of trying to avoid potentially a Democrat being elected into those seats. So this is definitely something that's unfolding a little bit differently than we saw with those state legislative races.
So the next question is who would run in either party to replace Representative Duffy? I know it's still early, not days, early hours on this announcement. Have you seen anybody putting names or even themselves out there yet?
Absolutely. So I know the it is early, but people are moving on that. The Journal Sentinel is reporting that a couple state lawmakers from within that 7th congressional district are confirming that they're considering runs. That includes State Senator Janet Buley. She's a Democratic state senator from the northwestern part of the state. Also Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany and a state assemblyman, Nick Milroy. So we've got a couple contenders, or a few contenders, rather, already potentially throwing their hat into the ring.
Now, we've seen Representative Duffy and also President Trump, for that matter, win the district with something like 20 percentage point margins. I assume everybody's thinking this could be an uphill battle for Democrats.
You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, as you mentioned, in 2016, President Trump did win the district by more than 20 points. But Democrats are pointing out that in 2012, President Obama only lost the district by 3 points. So they're saying that that could be a little bit more in play for Democrats than some might think. I think it's also important to note that a Democrat won a state legislative race in the area just last year. Patty Shockner, a Democratic state senator, that is the first Democrat to represent that district in 10 years. So I think Democrats are saying, you know, yes, we know that this could be an uphill battle based on particularly the last presidential election and kind of the numbers there. But they're saying there are some factors that could point to the possibility for Democrats flipping this seat.
So, Laurel, what are you watching for next in the next month until Representative Duffy's actually out of office?
Well, we'll, of course, be looking for more candidates announcing their bids for the seat. And also, I think a big factor at play here is when the governor calls the special election, when that's going to be held, particularly whether it overlaps with the 2020 presidential primary. That could be pretty huge for Democrats.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. We talked with her about Republican U.S. Representative Sean Duffy's announcement today that he is resigning from Congress next month.